Ladies and gentlemen, we present the Navy Larks with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. It's no good telling our island draft that Edison Bell invented the telephone. They are convinced it was George Stephenson because the only thing they ever get out of a phone is a rocket. Today is no exception. Hello, number one here.
This is Commander Foley, Portsmouth.
Oh, good morning, sir. I had no idea you were still speaking to us.
I'm not, but unfortunately I've got to.
Oh, well, there's no need to force yourself. It can't be our turn to cough another load of muck yet, surely.
On the contrary, it's mine. C&C's instructed me to use you a lot again.
Well, nobody can say you have all the luck, can they, sir?
They certainly cannot. Mr. Muck, when I heard you were to be the new number one of the island draft, I was delighted.
Oh, thank you very much.
I had to sit. I was delighted because I thought at start I would have an ally. To get some sense knocked into those disgraceful, scheming districts over there. Instead of that, what happened?
You've got one extra disgraceful, scheming district.
Precisely. Why their lordships didn't put me in command of that mob, I'll never know.
Well, my guess is that they tried, but CPO Pertwee scoffed it.
Number one, will you kindly stop being facetious and playing fast and loose with a future rear admiral?
Good gracious me, when did this happen?
It hasn't. As yet. But if I manage to get you lot working, it'll be the least their lordships could do. For a start, you're to join a home fleet exercise tomorrow morning.
Well, it's jolly nice of you to invite us, sir, but if you don't mind, you've got quite a bit to do here.
Number one, I am not inviting you. I'm ordering you.
Well, in that case, we accept.
Thank you very much. You'll meet for Dover in Tunbridge, where it'll be your task to seek out and engage the destroyer Talia in a mock action.
Aye, aye, sir.
I repeat. Mock action. We shall not be issuing any medals if you sink us. Kindly remember that Talia belongs to us.
Yeah, we'll do our best, sir. Goodbye, sir.
Just goodbye, number one. Au revoir. I shall be coming with you.
Oh, splendid. Would you like to sit with your back to the engine or facing us? Mr. Phillips. Where's that idiot got to? Ah, Heather.
Good morning, sir.
Heather, have you seen any sign of our Leslie this morning?
No, sir.
He's overstepped again, I presume.
Well, I've no idea, sir.
I should hope not, indeed. Although, it's a wonder he hasn't got you organized into bringing him a cup of tea from the galley about 9.
Oh, he did ask.
Once. Yes, I imagined he would have done. Well, if the moron won't come to Mohammed, Mohammed will have to go to the moron.
Are we going to wake him up, sir?
Well, let's not be too ambitious. He's been half asleep for years. I can't belong.
Oh, sir?
Yes?
He'd like two lumps. Hello, main office.
Hello, Edward. It's Casey.
Oh, is it? Then whatever it is, you got yourself into it, so you get yourself out of it.
You're suspicious, that's what you are,
Eva.
So suspicious. All I wanted was to know if Mr. Phillips was there.
Well, he's not. Why? What do you want him for?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, then why would he do so?
Now, there isn't any. He's just at the old estate for the Officer Pertwee's business activities depend on knowing where all superior officers are at any given time. Mr. Phillips is adrift.
Oh, he'll turn up.
Ah, that's what I'm trying to guard against.
Well, I'll let you know if I hear anything.
Right,
fine. Oh, morning, Heather. Welcome. Where have you been?
Having the old beauty sleep, of course.
Well, it didn't work. Number one wants to.
Well, oh, number. Coming, sir.
Oh, wait, he's not in there.
Oh, well.
I suppose it'll dawn on him eventually, he's on his card in there.
Well, have I just been wasting his time, Heather? The moron wasn't there.
Well, he's in your office now, sir.
He's serious. Heather?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what I heard?
I'm afraid I did, sir.
liberty take arms. You buzz, Mr. Phillips?
Yes, number one, I buzz. Where's number one? One. Wonder how that happened. Must have been a fuse.
Probably. Irritating noise.
Certainly is. Zzzzzzzz. Shocking.
Liable to wake a chap up.
Oh, not me, sir. I can see through that. you wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, Mr. Phillips, I did. Much earlier.
Oh, yummy. Well, some people reckon I'm worth waiting for, sir.
I'm sure they do. But I'm not one of them.
Neither am I. Cooking?
Lunch. You missed breakfast. If you meant that you were feeling sufficiently rested to take an interest in naval matters, Commander Povey has informed me that we're taking part in an exercise tomorrow.
We are, sir. You know, they never learn, do they?
Apparently not. We're to engage the destroyer Tanya in a mock action.
Oh, I need one of those, sir. Yes, I got 6 tin spoons for a fiver.
Mock action, not auction, idiot.
Oh, yes.
We sail for Dover. That, for your information, is on the southeast coast of England.
Oh, where's that? I remember it well. Yes.
Good. We sail first thing tomorrow morning, and we'd be all terribly grateful if you'd try to be up in time.
I'd do my very best, sir.
Got
you, you devil.
Under the spreading chestnut tree, the village fat house stands.
Hello, Chief. I've nearly emptied all the stuff in it with these blank shells.
I'm delighted to hear it. Otherwise, I'd have emptied all the stuffing out of you.
Why do you want all these blank shell cases emptied anyway, Chief?
You must know quite a few of my relatives have got birthdays coming up.
Well, what are you going to do? Take all this gunpowder and send them presents that blow up?
No, not likely, my son. But it's not too useful, my relatives, for extracting the pride of the family out of the sediment.
But what are you going to do with all these empty shell cases, then?
Nothing. But you are.
What?
You're going to cut the bases off, polish them up, and I fish and pan brass ashtray from Guernsey. Told you the wrong number, good morning.
Now I know what they mean.
What do you mean?
The people who put them notices in phone box saying be brief.
Hello, you could shoot him, President.
Good morning, Your Grace. Number one.
Hey, is Tootin' Chip is out fishing with his oar?
Is he really? Then I shall have to make do with you, shan't I, Pertwee?
must have been a cross line.
Yeah, quite. Probably the one that Duke Fort was fishing with.
Oh, very funny, sir. No, I know who's been caught.
We're joining a home fleet exercise in the morning, Chief, so I want quite rich made ready.
Oh, I see.
And you'll better make sure you've got plenty of tropical kits and fur coats aboard.
Tropical kits and fur coats?
Yes. We're firstly going to Dover, but with Mr. Phillips' navigation, goodness knows what we'll do today.
Oh, I'll make sure we're prepared for everything, sir.
Good. And don't forget we need plenty of blank shells.
Blank shells?
That's right. And, don't get any ideas of tinkering the cases after we fired them and making them into ashtrays. Just for once, I was ahead of you, huh?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, sir. No. More of a dead heat.
Well, see you aboard, then.
Oh, I see.
see. Nope. Are we on an exercise?
Yes.
And does number one want all them blank shells at our density?
Yes. And what, giggle niggle, may I ask, is Paris said in the clerical?
The Duke of Tooting's in the sediment again.
Now look, you felt up, you potty peasant, you.
All right. Till I fill up all these blanks again, then.
Right, Neville. And have my relatives disappointed on their birthday?
No, certainly not. Oh, well, there's only one thing for it.
What?
We'll have to take large shells instead.
Oh, yes. Oh, why didn't I think of that? No one will know the difference until they fire them, will they? And then when they fire them... Good morning.
Come back here, batter pudding.
Where are you going?
I'm not going on that exercise for a start. Not with them live shells whizzing about. My mum means son's reporting sick.
Your mum means son's doing nothing at all.
Oh, yes, he is. He's reporting sick. See? Nasty call.
You'll have a bump on the bumps and a boot in the back room to go with it in a minute.
Rotten you are.
You be quiet, you slow body.
Now look, waddle over to the armory and get those live shells aboard.
But supposing we have to fire them?
Who cares? Mr. Phillips' navigation never gets us anywhere, and the gunnery officer's aim never hits anything. We're in the clear. Now get loading them shells.
Left hand down a bit. Gingerly.
Left hand down a bit. Gingerly.
This is about all I needed.
What's that, First, I get numbered with this idiot's navigation, and now this. Hot. Hit. Hit. Hot.
Well, that's all right, sir. Nothing to worry about. I have to rely on radar.
Oh, that's got to be a bit tricky.
Am I? Well, sir, may I just take your notice that we sort of lost our radar and radio mast getting away from the island?
Did we really? You know, I think I heard something go.
Good grief. He leaves his mast hanging up on the gasworks canter like old Mother Riley's watching, and he thought he heard something go.
Well, don't worry, sir. He'll probably pick it up on the way back.
Phillips, what? Oh, one moment. Chief Steele. Hello? Chief Steele, officer, please.
It's me, Chief Johnson. Can I have a boat?
A boat? What for?
To row me home. Folks back from a nasty call.
Can't have a boat. Get back to the armory.
I'm there now, and all them live shells are pointing at me.
Look, relax, Jumbo. We haven't made one big enough to get through you.
Philip, Any idea where we are?
What, in this weather, sir? Not the foggiest. yes, sir, of course I have.
Well.
Where? Oh, yeah. Now then. Yeah. Well, as near as I can tell you, sir, we're on course.
On what course?
Well, that's not my prayer, sir. You're trying to pin me down.
I knew it. He's lost us again.
No, I haven't. You're with me, and we're all in the,
Ship ahead, sir.
Ship? What? What ship?
Well, I think it's the one you've been looking for, sir. It's the Isle of Wight ferry from Portsmouth.
Ah, that's more like it, Ferdinand. Tag on behind.
Tag on behind it, sister.
There you are. I told you we were on course. All we've got to do is to follow him back to ride and pick up the channel boat, and we'll be in Dover in no time.
And all I hope is the navigating officer on that ferry knows a bit more about navigation than left hand down a bit, or this may well turn out to be an Antarctic expedition.
Right hand up a bit.
Right hand up a bit, it is. This is ludicrous. Hot, airing ludicrous.
I must admit, this ferry seems to be taking a time getting to ride, sir.
Taking a time? We've been powering that confounded thing for 2 days.
Well, of course, you know their trouble, don't you, sir? They are lost.
And we are not, I suppose.
Well, Mr. Phillips,
if only this beastly fog would lift a bit, we might see a fisherman we could ask.
Oh, thank you, Wise. Sir, can't be much longer now. Mind you don't lose that ferry, please.
Oh,
just keep your eye on the luggage booth.
Oh, there it is. I know just what's going to happen. We're going to be the Flying Dutchman all over again. Well, where are they? That's what I want to know. Where are the fools?
I have no idea, sir.
Yes. Haven't you any idea? 3 days and not a sign on them. They could have rowed the thing to Dover by now.
Well, perhaps they're lost, sir.
Oh, no, 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 no. I hardly think so, no. No, they're probably lost.
Well, what I can't understand is why they haven't radioed for the position.
What's that? Radio? Oh, I can tell you that one. Some idiot at the gas board gave me a ring the other day. They've left their mask hanging on his gantry like a lot of old Mother Riley's washing.
Oh, dear. Well, of course, sir, it has been terribly foggy. An accident will happen.
Well, that's no excuse, is it? I do. It's been terribly foggy and accidents will happen, I suppose.
Hello, main office.
Hello. Intelligence here. Got a call for you. Missy. Hello, Commander Bracewell, intelligence officer of Portsmouth here. I wanted to call the fat over this pub which came on.
Beg your pardon, sir.
Just a routine, you know, but perhaps you can help.
Me, sir?
Yeah. Oh. They have the ticket. Now then, did you notice any indication that there were marbles or punks behind the old iron curtain?
What?
Any little thing. A small sign that might have been trivial of time, like learning Russian and calling each other comrades.
No, I most certainly did not.
Oh, I see. Well, it looks bad, doesn't it? Oh, yeah.
But you're wrong. There would be any loss.
Come off here, girl. If that was so, why haven't they used their radio?
Ask the gas board.
Gas board?
Well, they left their radio mark hanging on the gas work stanchion. They can't send a signal.
Can't? Oh, really, this is a bit much. Nobody tells
us
the
fighting
thing up
here.
Oh, really?
Goodbye. I'm
curtain. Yeah, I see. I've just thought of something.
What, Admiral?
I suppose they haven't gone behind the iron curtain.
On the other lock a bit.
It'll be the mystery of the century. Year in and year out, sailors will report seeing an unmanned frigate called Southridge sailing the high seas.
It's certainly a bit much. I'm going to give that ferry boat a lot of nasty talking to when we do get to ride.
You know, Mr. Phillips, sir?
Hmm?
Say, something's been bothering me for some time.
Bothering you, Chief?
Yes, sir. That ship's storm's a bit big for a ferry boat, isn't it?
Well, the island wife's pretty popular, you know, so I suppose they've had to put on a bigger ship on. That's weird. Close the gap between us a bit.
Walter, at this stage of the game, do you think that's wise? I mean, ignorance is bliss, and what we don't know can't come out of your court martial. And...
Close the gap, Chief. Let's see if we can read her name.
Pertwee's right, sir. Absolutely right. No sense in upsetting ourselves now. We're bound to end up somewhere, so why spoil the surprise?
For goodness sake, stop arguing, all of you, and close up.
Oh, I see it.
That's it. A bit more. A bit more.
Give me the glasses, number one.
Thank you.
Now then. Just.
T-A...
T-A-N?
Oh, no, it can't be.
Oh, yes, it can. T-A-N-I-A. Tanya.
Tanya? Now, where have I heard that name before?
That is the destroyer we were supposed to engage off Dover, you idiot.
What? Oh, look. Let's take one. Well, that's all right then, isn't it?
All right?
Yes, I found the enemy, sir. Target dead ahead, sir. Not bad, that, considering we've been in thick fog all the way.
Mr. Fletcher, we've also had the enemy with us all the way.
I had noticed that no sense in opening fire until we were certain.
Opening fire? Oh, blimey, man. No, you let them be. There's a good discipline. Oh, for goodness sake, let's engage Tanya and get it over with.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm afraid of, sir. I mean, why bother, sir? What harm have those lads on board her ever done us? That's what I want to do, then. All they wanted was to serve their country. From far and wide, they heard the call. The call to duty. There is one man they stood beneath the flag and daunted, without a thought for life or limb.
Oh, do shut up.
If I may make a suggestion, sir, the exercise was 4 days ago, so there's not much point.
Number one, our orders were to seek out and engage Tanya in a mock action, and that's what we're going to do.
And this is one action that's got the mockers on it, all right.
Now, give me the loudhailer. Another. Ahoy there, Tanya. This is Buzzfeed. Do you surrender?
That's their out, sir.
Give them a tooth first.
All right. Give them a tooth, sir.
Ahoy there, Tanya. Do you surrender?
No answer with the calm reply.
Ah, well, that settles it. We open fire. At the soil ahead, fire one.
At the soil ahead, fire one at two.
Well, I
imagine you probably are, sir. That seems to have been a live round you just spooked off.
Oh, nice shooting, sir. I think you counted the railings on the back of her.
Counted the railings on the... Oh, I'm ruined, you idiot. Tell us what you've done.
We have, sir. With all due respect, sir, you gave the fire order.
Mr. Phillips, sir, look out. What? Where? Eh? Where?
Port bow, sir. What? Port look bow. Oh, over there.
Where? Oh, there's a bench with a dud torch in her midst.
What?
A bench with a dud torch in her midst.
Oh, good grief. It's the Statue of Liberty.
Statue of Liberty? Good gracious. What on earth is that doing outside Ryde Harbour?
Mr. Phillips, you've really gone too far this time.
Yes, about 3,000 miles too far.
I'll have a lot of you drummed out of the service for this. I'll probably get drummed out myself, but I'm taking every last man of you with me.
Oh, now, if all my mates so bold, sir,
I wouldn't advise, eh?
Yes.
Wouldn't advise it.
No. I just a thought, sir, but when you read the name on her storm through them binoculars, did you happen to observe if the name appeared to be a bit one-sided and on the scoop?
What?
Oh, well, now you mention it, it did seem to be a bit off-center.
What's that?
That's what I was afraid of, sir, you see. Yes. Fortunately, you only caught it a glancing blow, but it was... Look bad if it hits that.
It what does, Chief? It all sounds most intriguing.
Now, it's just a thought, sir, but well, the thing is, was it Tanya or Tanya?
What's the difference?
Well, quite a bit, sir, you see. If it was Tanya and he happened to have Morrie round the other side.
Morrie? Tanya?
Oh, well, I'm not saying it was Morrie Tanya, sir, but well... But here we are with that pimp with the gut talk and a mitten.
What am I going to do?
Any suggestions, Chief? I rather imagine you will have.
Seeing as we only clouded the railings on the back, I thought if we put a nip back a bit shortly, Commander Povey might be fit to make a report that owing to inclement weather, the dirty great folk, we've been an anchor off the island all the time.
But that's rather a...
No, never mind what it is. I'll do it. I'm not going to lose my commission over a yard or two of railing.
I'm most gratified. Head for home then, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, sir.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Nothing much, sir.
Let's get going, man.
Yes, certainly, sir.
Mr. Phillips, sir. You wouldn't perchance be writing to the Isle of Wight, Terry, to polish the way?
Well, of course not. Of course.
As if I would.
Chief.
How soon before the Queen Elizabeth passes the bench with the dud sword in her mitt on her way back?
Philip!
That was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, the Admiral was Samuel Evans, Heather was Heather Chasen, and Bracewell was Michael Bates. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson.